Truth, specifically moral truth, lays the foundation for how we understand and express such ideas as tolerance, respect, dignity, acceptance, moral judgments, and a host of other attitudes. No doubt you have already discovered that today's young adult generation largely holds to a different source of moral truth than you do. The majority of young people, even in your church and perhaps in your own home, accept a different narrative on how moral truth plays out in our lives. And that makes a world of difference in how to communicate with and understand today's youth. Your narrative about truth is probably based on your understanding of the Bible. Whether they realize it or not, our young people today largely derive their narrative about truth from a culture that says moral truth is found within the individual. These two narratives can be expressed in terms of the biblical narrative about truth and the cultural narrative about truth. When our young people accept the cultural narrative, it becomes the lens by which they interpret relationships and much of the world around them. These two narratives can be stated in this way. The biblical narrative. Moral truth is grounded in the character of God. It is objective and universal. This truth is known by discovering the nature of God and His ways as revealed through Scripture and within nature. The cultural narrative. Moral truth comes from the individual. It is subjective and situational. This truth is known through choosing to believe it and through personal experience. That is, you are the creator of your own truth. Renee, in our story, has clearly looked to the culture for her understanding of truth. Unwittingly, most of our young people today have done the same. They are probably unaware of how the culture has so deeply shaped their view of truth. So, it is understandable that a new generation would define sexual morality differently than their parents or Scripture. Renee believes she has the right to determine for herself whether living with her boyfriend is right or wrong for her. Her parents might say that she has the right to choose for herself too, yet they disagree on how to exercise that right and believe that God and His Word have already determined that what she is doing is wrong and it isn't up for negotiation. With these two opposing perspectives on the source of morality, you can understand how communication and mutual understanding would be hampered. The reality is most of our young people are using many of the same words as we do to define moral truth, but those words have taken on a different meaning for them, and we simply can't come to an understanding with another person when words and terms don't mean the same for each party involved. Some time ago, a youth worker shared that he was recognizing how the young people in his group understood words differently than he did. He put it this way, "I have ministered to my kids every week for a year now, and I've come to this conclusion. We use the same words as our young people, but they mean totally..."